Free Talk Live. It's available to you to take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we'll talk to you about anything. In fact, we're going to go to the phones because that's what the show is about, your calls. If you make them, it's Brian in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Brian.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I choked my chicken a couple days ago.
Oh, dear. That's...
Can't imagine what
you're not trying
means.
To pander to our lowest common denominator in the audience, are you, Brian? That sounds a little dirty.
No, this is an educational call.
Oh, I see. Maybe I should get my mind out of the gutter.
I've called him before and talked about how we're starting to raise some bees out here in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that we're doing here is chickens. Now, we've had chickens before. We had chickens in Colorado, and yeah, it was kind of fun, and you can't beat the produce. You know, they produce lots of eggs.
Yep, sure.
So, have either of you guys had chickens, or any of you three?
I've got some chickens right now, and it's nice not to have to pay for eggs.
I do.
Yeah,
not.
And they're not too hard to take care of.
Do you let them run free, or are they in some kind of pen, or?
Well, they were running free when I first got. Well, let me go through the process just for your listeners who might want to know this, because I think it's pretty important. I think that. You know, if you're going to try to be, you know, self-sufficient, if you're, you know, preparing for a world when, you know, you're not going to be able to go down to the grocery store, you know, for a while, you know, it's nice to take care of yourself. You know, so you should have a garden and you should know how to do, you know, basic maintenance stuff around the house.
I don't think that's a bad idea, Brian, but I think on top of that, you know, families can learn a lot by having things like chickens. You know, kids can kind of get the life cycle idea and see how the real world works. And
they can kill something.
Well, look, you know, do they eat things?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if you eat things, you should learn how to kill things.
Yeah, that's a good point. So it's pretty easy. I mean, you could raise them from eggs, but that's kind of a pain. We just go down to the feed store. You know, usually your neighborhood feed store has chicks that come out in the spring around Easter.
And they're like a buck a piece, right?
Anywhere from that, you know, $1.50, $2 to $3, sometimes $4. Some of the, you know, specialized ones are who knows how much. But I think I paid $3 a piece for these.
Yep. I'd like to interject here real quick. Rhode Island Reds are the most docile of chickens. All chickens are pretty docile. But roosters, if you want to continue this life cycle, they're not such a docile animal. They've got spurs, and they have it's their job to protect the girls, and sometimes they take that job pretty seriously on people, especially younger children. So Rhode Island Reds tend to be the more docile of the chickens.
Now, Brian, you may have said this, but how many chickens do you have there?
Well, you start out. You want to buy more than you're going to need because you're going to go through. You know, some will die just in the raising of them.
Yep.
So I think we started with 16, and then we bought another three, and now we have I think 12 total.
Okay. So I mean, we have a chicken coop across the road at the farm, and let me tell you, on a hot day around lunchtime, when the farmer goes out there to feed the chickens, it does not smell too pleasant.
If you like
how is that on the farm in the backyard at your place?
Well, it's really not that bad, but it is a concentrated smell. You know, you can let them run loose. You know, let them run free. In fact, we did that for a while. We let them run around, but you always want to bring them in at night because we have fisher cats and porcupines.
That's what I was going to ask. What kind of beasts?
Like
what kind of beasts will eat a chicken? Would a wolf eat a chicken?
Chickens are delicious.
Yeah.
Yep. And also, if you let them run free, that they're generally they lay during the day, and so you'll be hunting for eggs constantly. You'll never know when you find an egg whether it's any good or not, because all you have to do is crack one rotten egg to realize I don't want to ever do that again.
Yeah.
Every day is Easter.
Well, you know, as far as the smell is concerned, Sam, I've never lived on a farm, but I've been nearby some and close to some. And, yeah, you kind of just understand that if you're going to have a farm kind of atmosphere, you're going to have some stinky things going on.
Some things smell better than others. I mean,
yeah. And he has literally thousands in these long chicken coop houses. It's bad.
But when you go out to where Mark...
A dozen, you know, you really don't even notice it. You have to clean out the coop every once in a while, you know, because they poop inside, they poop outside. Those little girls, you know, generate lots of poop. But if you can manage it to get it on your lawn, I mean, it's an incredible fertilizer.
Okay. Nitrogen-rich, as I understand it.
I hate lawns. I just like to say that.
Yeah.
I can't stand them.
Well, which is why you should advocate for gardens more, because if people are actually growing things with their dirt of value instead of grass farmers, suburban grass farmers.
Yeah. You just have to keep cutting it and cutting it and cutting it. It's just so asinine.
It doesn't make any sense. It's just it's an aesthetic thing.
So you've been raising these chickens, and you finally got to kill one, or was this the first time you've killed one, or what?
Oh, no. I've killed them before. It's not very pleasant. And frankly, these are layers. They have layer birds and meat birds. And the layers, they don't really have a lot of meat. But the reason I killed this one, he was the last rooster. I was trying to keep one rooster. I'd killed, four or five roosters before. Just, you know, they make a lot of noise, and they really don't add much. You know, they don't really protect the girls. When that fisher cat comes in there, you know, the rooster's really the first to go.
Nope.
You know, the rooster, you know, it's his job to impregnate the flock, too. So if you're totally self-sufficient, you're going to have a rooster so you can raise new eggs into, you know, new hens, because they'll only lay for about 2 years.
That's about right.
So everything you ever wanted to know about chickens.
He was giving me an attitude, and, you know, he was beating up the girls, and I just thought, I'm not going to be in a chick-producing environment here, so I'm going to get rid of him. So I took him out and... you basically snap his neck. You grab his neck and you just kind of rip it real fast. And it's a very humane way to get rid of him. And then I threw him on the compost pile.
You didn't eat him?
No, I've done that before, and I could do that. But, you know, these layer birds, they just don't have a lot of meat. You spend a lot of time and energy to get all the, all the guts out and all the feathers off, and you really don't have much left.
Yeah.
I could have, but I probably should have.
I'll tell you, they're selling chicken for 50 cents a pound bulk at the grocery store around the corner.
What's
from
your
me.
Time
you gotta
worth?
Get, you got to get 10 pounds, so you have to have a freezer. But good Lord, when you think about that compared to spending time, slaughtering a chicken, it's not much fun.
Thanks, Brian. Well, Any other thoughts you want
to
share?
In order to get the feathers off, you have to dip them in boiling water.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Well, you could pull the feathers off, but, you know, getting a big pot of water boiling takes a lot of energy.
It's true.
Yeah. I've got better things to do with my time than kill chickens. But, you know, hey, everybody's got their thing, right? Anything else you want to share with us, Brian?
Well, it's really nice. I would encourage anybody to look into it. It's kind of late to start right now, but, you know, make sure you have a safe place and have a place where they can go outside and kind of be in a fenced area. And you can give them anything. You can give them, you know, table scraps. You can give them meat scraps. You can give them anything, and they'll just love you for it.
Now, are there some cities where they allow chickens?
Usually, a lot of cities don't allow livestock in general, so it depends on the ordinances where you are. Usually, you can get away with chickens. However, roosters, not so much. Nobody likes a rooster, okay?
Because they're noisy.
They are noisy and not much fun to hang out with, generally.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the call tonight.
The roosters are tough. You know, when you heard when you were growing up, you read the stories about Farmer John and the cock-a-doodle-doo at the crack of dawn, and that wakes up the farmer. Mm-hmm. No, they go all night long, all day long. They just go whenever they feel like it.
That's awful.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't just crow in the morning.
Right.
That's a euphemism for city folks.
That'd be nice if they did.
You know, it's not like Old MacDonald where the music plays or anything like that. When you're walking out in the field, you got to keep an eye on the rooster because he can at any point come after you when your back's turned. You know, carry a stick so you can knock him in the head.
They can get nasty.
Very good, Brian. Thanks for sharing all that, and I'm sure somebody got some out of that. I know I learned more about chickens right there in that 5 minutes and 10 minutes than I ever had in my whole life. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Seems like something that's pretty relevant to people that aren't living in cities, I suppose. I don't know how many folks that are living in an apartment building can keep their own chickens.
Depends.
Pens or depends.
It depends. I mean, obviously,
you'd have to have a pen, I imagine.
You obviously can't raise chickens in an apartment building, but... Some people want to raise chickens. It's important to them.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything on Free Talk Live, and that proves it. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, you've got a blog post to share with us, Mark, about some kooks, the kooky people out there.
I would
talk about it.
You know, a waste of time, perhaps.
All right, more on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo or video proving they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see it for yourself there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch, FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we continue taking your calls about anything, it's Renee in California. Renee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. How you doing? I was just at the Walgreens nearby. I was just asking politely about the ingredients of the vaccine they're selling, and there were kids lining up for it, and wow, they were refused. They didn't know, actually, and the manager came over and showed me the box, the actual box, and I asked him if I could write down. He refused to let me write it down, but I read him, and yes, Alex Jones was right. You know, they have mercury on it and all of the other ingredients that are very deadly for our children.
Are you talking about the swine flu vaccine? I didn't even know that was out. It's out?
Yeah, Walgreens, they're heavily advertising it and, in our local
So it says the words mercury on it?
Yeah, it has mercury. I read it on the box. He refused to give me a copy of it or for me to write it. And basically, it was just outrageous. I mean, I could not believe that most of the people that were online, like 60% of them, just walked out of the store after I was telling them. That's mercury. There is no such a thing as a safe dose of mercury in any human being.
Is that true?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, you get a certain amount of mercury and
right, there are trace elements,
and fish and things like that, depending on, you know.
Right. I mean, they say that arsenic's not good to take in a fairly large amount either, but it's also something, from what I understand, is one of those trace elements that your body does need to have it to some extent.
I've never heard about the amount of mercury.
We're talking about mercury. Mercury for a child, for children, you know, is horrific. You know, you lower their IQ. They're not growing normally. You know, there
but
is
mercury
they
has...
use it. If they could just search for Jim Humble on the internet, and Jim Humble is an American patriot that formulated MMS, and that will solve most of our problems in the health industry. You know,
what is this now? Would...
MMS by Jim Humble.
I'm sorry, I don't know what that is. You'll have to explain to me what that is.
Right. MMS is basically a solution that they use in hospitals to disinfect surgical equipment. And Jim Humble discovered the perfect ratios for humans to ingest and be able to destroy any pathogens. So when we destroy...
So it's a cure-all. You're saying it's a cure-all. A panacea?
It's actually a killer. A killer for anaerobic pathogens.
What is a pathogen? I don't know what that is.
Something.
Those are microorganisms that are. We have anaerobic pathogens and aerobic pathogens, and those pathogens, anaerobic pathogens, are like the fungus, what causes cancer, all those diseases, the ones that give us the most power, most problems, and those are the least, the weakest, actually.
So you're saying this guy discovered some sort of product that will just wipe all the pathogens out. If you
the product has been in the industry for the last 100 years, but the medical industry, you know, hasn't been able to really have the perfect formulation, the perfect ratios to dilute it and be able to ingest it.
Okay. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Sam, you wanted to say something about mercury?
Well, I know mercury has been in the shots and so forth for a number of years, I believe, and the problem is that all of the new vaccinations that just keep getting piled onto the list, kids are getting so much mercury all at once in all of these combinations of shots that they're supposed to get that it is causing a lot of problems.
You know, I've looked at the mercury and vaccines, and it's my understanding it's not the mercury that's the issue for a lot of these vaccines. Certainly, you can't say that vaccines are harmless. Anyone who tells you that is one of these pro-vaccinator lockstep people that you just can't talk to. But obviously, vaccines are they have a certain level of harm that they cause.
Right.
You also have to look at whatever disease it is that the vaccine is supposed to protect you from. In some cases, you know, some people feel that it's a good idea to take them, and that's fine. And other people feel it's a bad idea, and that's fine, too. I think that people just need to be educated on it.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't know if the appropriate place to be educating people is standing in the Walgreens talking to their customers. That I would probably kick you out of my store if I was the manager in that particular case. But nonetheless, I understand people's concerns about this vaccine stuff. I don't know how I feel about it. I know, Mark, you've done a lot of research, and the people that are in favor of vaccines have done a lot of research, and so it's just, you know, the old question of who's right. I don't know.
It's hard to know. There's so much information out there on vaccines.
I think at least the way Alex Jones talks about it, I've heard a couple shows that he's done on this, is that they were trying to release it to the first responders, police, medical. And
is it the swine flu thing?
Yes, for the swine flu vaccination. And they were releasing it before it had gone through the proper testing because they know that takes at least X number of weeks. And, you know, if it's just become available and they're already pushing it on these guys, that, you know, that was a big concern.
They are the testing.
Yeah.
They are the testing.
Exactly.
I will never, ever, ever take a flu vaccine. And there's certainly a difference between childhood vaccines and flu vaccines. I've had adverse reactions to flu vaccines. People tell me, it's all in your head. Those people are jerks, all right? They're not listening, and, you know, frankly, I have nothing to say that.
Well, I think there's something to be said for someone who is, let's see, what's the word I'm looking for?
It's not hypochondriac.
Is it hypochondriac? Somebody who is a hypochondriac, somebody who can essentially manifest maladies.
Absolutely. Simply. People can manifest maladies. However, when I took the flu vaccine, I did not expect to get sick.
Yeah.
And I did. And
right,
then
when
I
you
took
take
it again because I believed people that were in the medical industry that said, hey, look, man, I don't know. You made some kind of mistake. Yeah. You must have gotten sick from some other kind of flu, whatever it was. It's impossible for you to have gotten sick from this.
It happened
shot.
Again.
And then I got sick again. This is the sickest I've ever been in my life. 102.7 degree temperature as a man, not as a kid. Kids can have, you know, 102.7 degree temperatures, and they're not within, you know, steps of death. However, adults at that rate, it's a big deal.
You didn't imagine putting a foreign substance in your body. That really happened.
Yeah.
You really put some stuff in your body, and it didn't work out too well for you.
I don't know if I'm allergic to that, to whatever's in flu vaccines. I don't know. I don't know if I have a reaction to it. I don't know if it's something else in the vaccine. Whatever. I'm not taking those things
anymore. After hearing both sides of this, from you and from people that have called the program and other people that have taken the anti-vaccine side, I'd have to say I'm leaning towards anti-vaccine simply because it seems unnecessary. It seems like, there are some odds that if you take this vaccine that you're going to get very, very sick, possibly even die. What do those odds compare like to if you just take your chances out in the world? I mean, what are the odds you're going to come down with some of the things that they're vaccinating you for? It's not very good.
I think it depends on the individual thing that they're vaccinating for. If you're talking about measles, mumps, and rubella, generally those things will not kill you. Chickenpox probably won't kill you. It just depends on the disease, I think.
The government's definitely seizing this to control with fear, so
that's what you're doing. This is Free Talk Live.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, a broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam. It's all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Go try them out now by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If you don't go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL, you don't get the free book. I know that currently they have the new Dan Brown book out, a new one by Terry Goodkind. You can go out there and get them for free, audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Well, one of them.
One of them, yes. All right, so we continue here taking your phone calls and go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
Yeah, there's a couple of things I wanted to bring up, okay? Let's say you're finishing up high school and you're applying to go to college, okay? Mm-hmm. And you can't afford it because make minimum wage.
Right.
You're making minimum wage flipping burgers, okay? So you fill out these financial aid forms, say, I can't afford to go to college. And they, well, how much money did your mom and dad make? What difference does it make? You're 18. You're an adult. So what difference does it make how much some relative of yours makes? It's totally irrelevant.
Well, I would think it makes a difference because they would co-sign for you.
But they don't have to pay for your college. You're the one that wants to go to college. You're the one who's going
to
be...
No, they don't have to, but in many cases, a lot of parents would like to pay for their son or daughter's college.
There's no reason for taking their income into account if you want to apply... If you're 18 and you want to apply based on, you're broke. You make, okay, so I think I've finish that point. Anyone who disagrees with me, they're wrong. But anyway,
Tom, hold on. It could be just a way to weed out some of the people that they see as problematic. If this kid doesn't have a good enough relationship for to get his parents to co-sign so that he can go to college, then maybe there's a problem with that kid's behavior or something like that, and that loan is a higher risk, so there's a reason for them to make that requirement.
It's not a loan. It's financial aid. It's direct grants. It's
the government who's going to play favorites.
I thought financial aid was a loan in many cases.
Some of it is student loans, but some of it is Pell grants. Look what happened to Ed and Elaine Brown when they tried to keep their money instead of paying for Pell grants, which is really the problem. Gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests.
So what you're saying,
I agree with Tom on this. I'm probably the only person in this room that's filled out the Pell grant, and the Pell grant does in fact ask you what your parents' income is and things like that. You're not completely emancipated from your parents until you're 24 years old. You're not an adult. I'm telling you the truth, Ian. You're not an adult until you're 24 years old, as far as the federal government's concerned.
Wow.
This is the further childification of America's youth.
Yeah.
There's something else I need to bring up, though, that the civil service test, every time the Postal Service starts to have a few openings, they have this test, and they have far more applicants than they have positions to fill. So you got to be one of the top scorers on the civil service test. And then when they start going down the list of the lower scorers, but then they quickly have another test. You know, as soon there's always flooded with way more applicants than they have positions to fill because
they're
so overpaid.
And what does this test entail?
But the reason, it's like a school, kind of like the SATs and that sort of thing. But what I'm getting at is that the best scorers are the ones that get hired. And so the federal government, by overpaying to bring in far more applicants than there are positions to fill, winds up putting some of the best minds to work sorting letters in the post office, which should be filled by high school dropouts.
Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. I definitely appreciate what you're saying there. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you offer a lot of money for a menial job, you're going to get a lot of applicants.
I was waiting to see how he was going to work in the killing cops angle on
that
story.
Yeah, he didn't get around to it. So, I mean, if you let him go long enough, he will
get there somehow.
Go to it. 800-259-9231. Of course, if he were to go to that, we don't support or advocate whatever it is that Tom says.
How do you know that he does? It's been quite some time since he's done that.
True. He could have changed his mind. He could have embraced a peaceful, compassionate, loving approach.
Welcome to come over and attend Quaker meeting with me.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue here and go to George in Mexico. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call. I wanted to talk about taboo subjects on Free Talk Live.
Okay,
what are the taboo subjects?
Well, I believe it was Mark yesterday said that. I don't even know why you said it, but you said
George, there's a little bit of problem with the audio. Are you on a VoIP line or cell phone?
Yeah, I'm on VoIP.
You're on, okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's okay. We may not be able to go on very long, so go ahead and make your point.
You said yesterday that I don't answer questions, and I don't even know what the questions were because I wasn't even talking to you. You said I didn't answer questions. It's pretty clear to me that you guys don't answer a lot of questions when there's certain taboo subjects that you guys don't want to discuss.
Like what? Go ahead. Throw a question out.
Well, the whole race angle that I brought up, you know, the last couple calls.
We've been talking about race with you, George, for an entire week. You've called, and that's all you've been talking about.
I think you've had like five phone calls.
Hold on now, George. We've kept you on over an entire segment at least twice. So you've held through a break at least twice.
Talking about something is different than agreeing with you.
But the last time about it, Mark brought up UFOs and then Bilderbergs.
Why don't you just ask your question? If you're claiming you've asked a question, you haven't gotten an answer. I'm asking you to ask your question now because your phone's kind of crappy, and we'll give you an answer.
I'm not claiming that. Mark claimed that I didn't answer questions.
No, you just said a few moments ago. Did I misunderstand? Didn't you guys hear him say you guys don't answer certain questions?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I did say that. But what are the questions?
Give me one of them.
Okay. Well, here's a question. Mark brought up Build-A-Burgers, and he pretended that he didn't. I mean, you guys are on the Alex Jones same radio network as he is, and you guys pretend that you don't know what the Bilderberg Group is.
When did we pretend that? You're putting words in my mouth.
Look, you're jumping to conclusions. I honestly thought that there was a family name called Bilderberg. I didn't know.
I corrected you on air.
Alex Jones is not in the next room over correcting me. We are on the same network. That has nothing to do with...
That means we're on the same satellite channel. That's really all that means. The same production facilities are being used. And I'd like to point out that on the Bilderberger issue, I said to you that night, Mark, that's the hotel that they met in way back when the Bilderberg Group was formed.
So I made a mistake. Do you think I should be fired, George?
No, I don't really care.
All right, so you still haven't gotten to a question. Wait a minute. He still hasn't asked one of his questions that we supposedly won't answer. So go ahead with your question.
Well, I asked a series of questions, and it was like...
You're just beating around the bush now, George. You're beating around the bush. Ask one of the questions, and we'll answer it for you.
Okay. Is it racist for me to say that we need more white people to move to Arizona because things are getting too brown here?
Yeah, it getting too brown, or they are too brown?
Either one. Pick your choice.
Yeah, it sounds that way. It kind of smacks you
to it.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight,
George. Wait,
he's probably gone.
George?
No, I'm here.
Okay, great. Now I've got a question.
Damn it.
What about? Well, you know, it was one question for one question. So what do you, you know, you've suggested that there's this diabolical conspiracy of people skulking about in the shadows that might control everything. Do you think that they're by and large Jewish?
By and large, I think that there are Jewish people with certain interests. I don't think that Jews control the world.
Okay. So you don't think that when you see somebody who's Jewish,
that was
you don't,
one question,
you don't
Mark.
Consider...
You got one question.
Okay, that's it.
So, George, do you have another one since you're still there?
Do I have another question?
Yeah, what another question we won't answer, but we will.
You didn't answer the question.
Yes, you got an answer from Mark. He said he thought it sounded racist. Thank you for the call. You're not listening, George. Listening is an art. It takes practice. Sounds like you need some. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's a big difference between hearing and listening. 800-259-9231. You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water. from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
We're inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy, they sell it. And it's probably a really great deal. I just got a good deal on a little video game controller for my computer there. I got $12 or something like that. And it's good deals. And free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. But if you need to save a few bucks, you can go used. And they've got a whole lot of those too. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get the stuff you need. Get the stuff you want. And you'll help Free Talk Live at the same time. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls about whatever you want, we'll go to, I believe, Gordon is on the line in Illinois. Gordon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, Gordon, what's on your mind
Mark
tonight?
And Sam.
Hey.
I wanted to tell you guys a story about the day the government saved me from myself.
Really?
Yeah. A number of years ago, I owned a retail store. I bought this store from somebody else. I had shopped there. I came in one day, he was retiring and telling everybody he was going to close the store, so I bought it from him. Ultimately, I went broke. I wish I could blame the coercive government for that, but it was my own fault.
Well,
anyway,
don't forget the amount of taxes that they made you pay in order to run the business.
Well, I mean, that's true. There's something to that, but that wasn't what killed me.
Well, that wasn't the final blow, but you have to remember that there were a lot of straws that fell on that camel's back, and many of them were the dollars that you had to pay out in taxes.
It's true. Just, not all businesses work.
It's true, but and certainly in a market and you know in a marketplace where there weren't taxes, there would be the more fierce competition. But you cannot detract from the devastating effect of taxes on a business.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you take those taxes out and you spread them across the entire country, and you've got a tremendous effect that is hurting every business out there to some extent.
Okay, point taken. Anyway, I bought the store, and when I took the store over, there was an electronics store, not like a place where you buy TV sets, but a place where you buy things to fix TV sets.
Got it. Little diodes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And when I took over the store, and I finally got to be behind the counter for a change, one of the things I noticed was that there was a bundle of electrical wires, extension cords and stuff, the size of my wrist, running the whole length of the front counter and back of the counter. There were extension cords plugged into terminal strips, plugged into adapters, plugged into extension cords. It was a nightmare. And so one of my first projects was I said, I have to get this place rewired. And so I used a market-based concept. I asked people who shopped at that store, who were technical people, who was a good electrician. And several people recommended the same guy to me. And so I called him up and I said, hey, I want you to come out, look at the place, I'll tell you what I want done. And I made arrangements with him on a particular day to completely rewire the electrical service in the store, have power dropped professionally down from the ceiling in places where it needed to be, get rid of all of those extension cords and power strips, and heaven only knows what else was in there.
Yeah.
So the morning of that day comes, and a truck backs up in front of the place, and they drop off all of the supplies. And some of them, particularly the poles that were going to bring the power down from the ceiling, were very long. So I laid those out in between a couple of the aisles where people could walk around them, but mm-hmm. there they were. So right around lunchtime, a guy comes in. He worked for the city, and the city was a customer of mine. They bought parts to fix traffic lights and stuff.
Got it.
So he came in to get something or another, and he saw this stuff on the floor, and he said, oh, wow, I didn't know you carried that kind of stuff. That's good information to have. And silly me, not realizing who I'm talking to and not really understanding at that point in my life that you don't want to say a lot to government people. I said, well, we don't normally carry that stuff, but I can order it if you need it. Good retail practice right there. I said, actually, the reason it's here is because I'm having the whole store rewired to get rid of a bunch of problems there are with the wiring. And he scratched his chin and he said, I don't remember seeing a permit go through for that.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
So, I said, well,
anything you say can and will be used against you.
You got that right.
Yeah.
I said, well, I talked to the electrician, and the electrician said, I don't need a permit for that. And he said, who are you using? And I told him who I was using. He said,
ooh.
Well, he's not on our list of approved electricians.
Even better.
Even better.
Good
so,
Lord.
As it turns out, you can't just, as an individual, I can't pull a permit to do electrical work on a business.
You could not, point of information, you could not pull your own permit to do your own work, should it be you running the wires? Is that your own
correct.
Business?
In a business.
In
if
your
I'm
business.
Doing wiring in my house,
right.
I could pull a permit to do wiring in my house.
Got
as
it. So you have to use
owner,
one of their approved people.
I have to have one of their approved electricians, and of course this guy's not approved.
Right.
So then I talked to him about it, and he said, well, I'll see what it takes to get approved. And I have no idea what it took to get approved, but I know that a year and a half later, he still was not an approved electrician.
Jeez.
And he eventually just stopped calling me to check up on things. And ultimately, I was in that store for 3 years until I went broke and went out of business. But for that entire 3 years, thanks to the village's permit system that's there for my own good, I ran all the power for the cash registers and everything through that horrendous bundle of random extension cords and
wow.
God only knows what. Instead of
that sounds really
professionally
safe.
Installed
yeah.
wiring.
Yeah. So you just you couldn't afford to go through one of their licensed guys at that point. Or?
I didn't want to go through one of their licensed
you didn't want
guys.
To bow down.
I asked my customers who's a good electrician, and the consensus was it was this guy.
The interesting thing there is that you're talking to several customers and you're getting recommendations of the same guy, the guy who is not one of the licensed people. He's not one of the city's approved dealers or installers, and yet that's really an example of how much business he's got. He's going around town doing jobs, and people are satisfied with him. That's usually enough. That's all it really takes is recommendations, because if somebody recommends you somebody who doesn't do a good job, then you're not going to trust what they have to say in the future, and or at least they'll certainly take a ding to their reputation for recommending somebody who's a crackhead or whatever it is that their problem is.
Exactly. And given the type of store it was, the people that I was asking for their opinions are people
you.
Who know something about what's going on, so
right.
I really trust those opinions.
So did you stop selling to the city after that?
No, I'll take their money.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Hey, thanks for the story. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to share?
Well, I could say something quick about vaccinations because that came up earlier.
Sure.
I personally don't feel that vaccinations are inherently good or inherently evil. I know something about how they work, how they're made, and so forth. But I want to point out a couple of things. First of all, vaccinations are dangerous or else they wouldn't work. The point of a vaccination is to challenge your immune system and cause you to create an immune response.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that has to, I mean, if it's going to inflame your immune system, if it's going to rev up your immune system somehow, it has to attack it. It has to be attacking you so the immune system will respond. Even though the attack is something very minor, just a piece of the outer skin of a virus that's not capable of infecting you, it still is doing something. So there's that. And the other thing is, the vaccines themselves, because they contain organic material, they have to be preserved or else they'll spoil. And the way you preserve something is to put preservatives in it. And preservatives, when you get right down to it, preservatives are poisons on purpose. I mean, that's what they're supposed to be.
Salt's
when
a poison?
Something goes in to make that vaccine spoil, the small trace amounts of these other chemicals that are put in there poison the microorganisms that would spoil the vaccine and thereby let the vaccine last longer. So if you take the view that absolutely no amount of a known poison is safe, then you certainly have to take the view that vaccines shouldn't be taken because they have known amounts of poisons in them.
Well, I don't know if it's true that no amount of poison is safe.
Well, that's my point. I'm not saying that's the way it is.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know, if you take that kind of all-or-nothing approach, vaccines, in order to be useful at all, have to have preservatives in them. Preservatives are poisonous.
Psilocybic mushrooms are poisonous, and I've eaten a few of those, and I'm still alive.
There you go. So
alcohol
is
an intoxicant.
Alcohol's poison, yeah, exactly. Thank you for the call. Great information. Appreciate your thoughts tonight at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Hannah in New York. Hannah, I'm sorry. I had spaced out. Didn't realize you were on the line. We tried to take lady callers first, so here you are.
Right.
What's on your mind?
I'll forgive you. Hi. Well, I just had an experience a little while ago. I had the wonderful opportunity of getting to talk to a politician face-to-face.
Ew. Will you tell us about it after the news?
Yes, I will.
We'll bring you back here in a moment. More with Hannah talking to an icky politician. 800-259-9231. But some of them sure are good at talking. Man, they are good. They don't really say anything when they talk, but they can talk. 800-259-9231. That's why a lot of them, I think, go into talk radio after they finish their political careers. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.